U.S. and Iranian officials continue to fire verbal warning shots at one another, while insisting they want to avoid war, President Donald Trump said in an interview with Fox Business News Wednesday. He doesn't want war with Iran, but we are in a very strong position if something should happen. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Wednesday called the U.S. the world's most vicious regime and a source of wars, conflict, and plunder. Trump has called new sanctions a strong and proportionate U.S. response to the downing of an unmanned U.S. military aircraft in the Strait of Hormuz. Washington says that downing happened in international airspace. Iran says it occurred over its territory. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said it is important to avoid moving into a situation which he said would be more dangerous and more difficult than the current one. The NATO-led security alliance in Afghanistan says two U.S. soldiers were killed in an ambush in the eastern part of the country. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, that brings to 9 the number of fatalities the U.S. military has suffered since the beginning of the year.
They're among the more than 2,400 U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan since America's longest war began nearly 18 years ago. Their deaths come as acting Pentagon Chief Mark Esper prepared to talk with allies here at NATO headquarters in Brussels about the steps ahead. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg notes the U.S. will resume direct peace talks with the Taliban this weekend.
These talks are the only way to peace.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said yesterday in Kabul he hopes for a peace deal by September 1st.
That's certainly our mission.
Sagar Meghani with the Acting Defense Secretary, Brussels.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has blasted former special counsel Robert Mueller, who has agreed to provide open testimony before two congressional committees next month.